All right, boy, this is an extreme here. We're going from Danica to Mike McGrath, our WTOP garden editor and Friday yard warrior. Morning, Mike.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
You tell me which one you fill the bill on.
I think we just went in order, Bruce, Danica, and me.
Hey, we knew this would happen. We'd possibly get a little blast of winter. We may on Sunday get a little bit of snow here, and who knows, maybe we'll get even more than a little bit about that. Is this going to affect what happens with things that have begun an early bloom?
I have been in touch with all of the spring bulb experts, all of the lawn care experts, all of the tree experts, and their advice is unanimous. Just sit back and relax. Don't try to help nature. I got an email from a guy the other day who had spring bulbs up and they were heavily budded. He was about to go and cut them all down with a lawnmower because he had decided there was no way they could bloom because they had been through a very cold night. And that's called seizing defeat from the jaws of victory. you can't accomplish anything positive, but you can ruin the show. You know, this just shows us that nature can take these punches better than we can. She can take these mood swings. And I predict not only is everything going to bloom, but it's going to bloom mostly on schedule. And people need to just sit on their pruners and not think that they can improve on nature.
Good advice from Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior, who, by the way, next Friday will be out at the Capitol Home Show in Chantilly.